This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. From mealworms to mushroom steaks, as Time's 2025 Green Tech list serves up a future feast, but the Kiwis are nowhere to be seen. Let's face it, the Earth's undergoing massive changes, food systems are stretched, and half of what we eat is either soaked in guilt or shipped halfway across the world. But if Time's 2025 World's Top Green Tech Companies list is anything to go by, the dinner table just became ground zero in the climate fight. Sure, there are carbon-sucking factories in Iceland and electric planes in Vermont, but we're here to talk about the most personal piece of the puzzle – food. From air-fed protein and cell-cultured salmon to mealworm flour and lab-grown brisket, the future of food is looking deliciously weird. And Australia, quietly crushing it with not one, not two, but five entries, including a vertical farm that grows lettuce like a Netflix algorithm. Meanwhile, New Zealand is nowhere to be seen. That's right, not a single Kiwi company made the cut. So who's cooking up climate-smart solutions? Let's start with Switzerland's planted foods, ranked number 5, where pea protein is restructured into plant-based meats, so close to the real thing, you'll start questioning your loyalty to lamb. Right behind them at number 6 is Miati in the US, crafting mushroom root steaks that are juicy, dense, and animal-free. In the number 10 spot, Dutch pioneer Mosa Meat is scaling up lab-grown beef from real cow cells. No slaughterhouses, just science and stainless steel. Impossible Foods, ranked number 13, is still doing what they do best, turning soy, beetroot, and a bit of molecular flair into burgers that sizzle like beef. Redefine Meat, number 25, is literally 3D printing brisket. That's not sci-fi, it's lunch. Wildtype, sitting at number 33, has mastered sushi-grade salmon from fish cells, no fishing rod required. Noticeably absent is Beyond Meats. At number 52, Air Protein is doing the unthinkable as it ferments air into chicken. NASA-level fermentation, no fields, no feathers. Meanwhile, Finland's Solar Foods at number 54 is creating a neutral-tasting protein powder from CO2 and electricity. It won't win MasterChef just yet, but it could feed billions. Sitting at number 56, Beewise isn't making food, but it might be saving it. Their robotic beehives are defending pollinators, aka the unpaid workers of your food system. Without bees, there's no almonds, no apples, no avocados. So yes, they deserve the spotlight. And while Israel's Aleph Farms at number 75 is growing actual steaks from cells, Live Kindly, number 76, is going meta as it bankrolls the brands pushing plant-based mainstream. NotCo in Chile, ranked number 123, is using AI to reimagine milk, mayo and meat from plants, and Better Meat Co., number 124, is fermenting potatoes into protein that can be blended into hybrid meats. Then comes Eat Just, number 152, the makers of Just Egg and the first company to ever sell cultured chicken in a restaurant. France's Insect, way down at number 198, is all about mealworms. You may not be ready for bug pasta, but it's on the table. And now, the Aussies. V2 Food, proudly at number 35, is the only Australian food tech to crack the time list. Their plant-based patties are already in Hungry Jack's and Woolies in Australia. It's science on a bun, backed by the CSIRO. It's meat-free, but not fun-free. Also repping Australia are MGA Thermal, the 85, storing solar heat in bricks, Loam Bio, 111, boosting soil carbon with microbes, Relectrify, 123, recharging batteries with Second Life Tech, and Stacked Farm, Nussmeyn 228, growing vegetables in a tech-stacked vertical farming environment. But New Zealand didn't make the list. Not a single company, which is wild, considering the country's entire brand hinges on clean, green, and forward-thinking. Where's the plant-based lamb, the seaweed protein, the precision fermented whey powder, all MIA. If ever there was a wake-up call for Kiwi innovators, this is it. So what does all this mean for you? It means your food choices are now frontline climate choices. The next time you bite into a burger, ask yourself, is it air-fed, lab-grown, mushroom-based? Because if it's not, it probably will be soon. And let's be honest, saving the planet should taste better than it sounds. According to Time's 2025 list, it already does. Audio sponsors link is at bottom of article